Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes. People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Just do something, right? Do something more than nothing. I don't know what the heck we're afraid of. I know that some people have told me, you know, Joe, you don't understand. If we go to these school board meetings, if we go to some of these other things, And some of these lunatics on the left, you know, they're doing things to make life tough for us. And they're not even truthful things. And I'm seeing it happen too. But you know what? Go back to what our founding fathers gave up. What did they do? Well, how were they willing to fight? And stop just taking it. Push back. Start using the law. I mean, PJI, Pacific Justice Institute, they're on every week. Push back on them. Send PJI what's going on in your life, what's going on with these people, and let them help. Let them help you, you know, bring the, I don't know, what do you want to say? Bring the heat down on those that are just really, really being bullies. The left is really the bullies. You look at how they fight, what they do. And you can't be afraid to call them out. Stop being afraid to call them out for what they do. I know you're all looking forward to what they're touting as the red versus blue debate, which is Newsom versus DeSantis. I don't know why they make Newsom like the spokesboy for the Democrat Party. He's not. Right? But, I mean, again, I know many of you will be listening and or watching that. I don't blame you. I would, too. But, really, I mean, again, I'm not going to put DeSantis down. He's next to Newsom. Newsom is like a neophyte when it comes to government. I mean, just a total loser. I know some of you are going, oh, why do you have to do name calling? Because he is. He's a loser. He's let the state fall into such disrepair. I don't know how long it's going to take to fix it and how much money it's going to take. And he sure as heck doesn't care at all. Because if he did, he would have jumped on this stuff earlier. He knew, you know what, if it was okay, if what you were seeing on the streets was okay, if the stuff that you saw going down was okay, then why did he clean it up before the Chinese president showed up? Why clean up something that you think is perfectly okay? I don't understand. Yeah, I'm not the sharpest, what did they say? I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer. But I got to tell you, just look at how they act. look at what's going on. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. That's the way you win. Right? Otherwise, we sit there and we lose. We lose on a regular basis. We lose because we won't speak up. We lose because we won't say anything. Anyway, as I said before, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Yeah, I'm seeing this pop up all over the place. I really don't care. I mean, I'll catch it later. I think it's hilarious. The Newsom versus DeSantis. But let's get down to the things that Democrats are doing. After blaming Republicans for doing the same thing, Senate hearing exploded today over the Democrats' subpoena of conservative activists. Right? They're going out of their way to destroy the committee. Now, Senator John Cornyn of Texas, he blasted Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Dick Durbin, a Democrat. This was during a hearing Thursday that ended with the Democrat putting a subpoena in for Republican DOTA Harlan Crow and a conservative judicial activist Leonard Leo. Now, the Senate Judiciary Committee voted to subpoena Crow and Leo after considering of several justice after the consideration of several judicial nominees. Right. In his opening remarks, Durbin said the subpoena is a key piece of our legislation effort to establish an effective code of conduct for the Supreme Court. You don't have a right to establish a code of conduct for the Supreme Court. That's not up to you to do. They're a separate power from you. You don't have a right to do that. You have two things you can do when it comes to another body. Right? You affirm the president's choice or his nomination for Supreme Court, or you impeach the Supreme Court justice. That's it. You don't have a right to do anything else to them. You know, remember, the Democrats always do this. They stick their foot in it right up to their knee. And then when the Republicans do it later on, they scream foul. Okay. Let's do this. Right? Even Republican committee members warned of precedents that they said Democrats were setting with their actions. Right? I mean, no problem. And Durbin at one point wouldn't call on Republicans to speak. See, this is not a dictatorship, but they think it is. Come see your host. We'll see what Zoe has to say.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. matters. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. Seriously, always enjoy the time that you spend. Let me bring him on because I always enjoy his time a lot. Zoe joins me. Alfonso Rachel, we lovingly refer to him as Zoe. He is the host of the Zopi and Den, the Anti-Funny Duddy Bible Study of the Zoe Loft, and always appreciate your time with me.
Thank you, sir. Yes, it's true. I am those things.
Yeah. And a good all-around guy. You are a guy, right? You do identify as male. I don't want to insult you or anything. So, did you see that? There's this push now for this. Was it Almost Beef or something like that? Almost Meat, whatever it's called. So, I saw them actually making, like with a 3D printer, they were trying to make the meat, And, you know, so they got all these chemicals or whatever, they put them in the machine. And they're trying to make it look like a sirloin steak, you know, with the marbling in the whole nine yards. And I'm looking at this puppy and I'm going, you know what that looks like? It looks like somebody took Play-Doh.
And I was just going to say.
Right? Like, my God, when I was a kid, I wouldn't have eaten that, even though I ate a lot of Play-Doh. I would look at that and go, that don't look like steak. I stay away from that thing. You know?
Right? Man, as you were describing that, I was just like, man, this sounds like Play-Doh, man. And remember they had them, like, ovens, you know, back in the day where you could, like, I guess you were able to bake a cake by, like, the heat of a light or something like that.
Well, now, let's think about that. You know, you could burn yourself pretty bad with a light bulb, right? 100.
Yeah.
Look at those little kids. I know I'm getting a lot of trouble for the good thing anyway. We're as dumb as some of the kids today. They knew enough not to stick their finger up on that light bulb up there in that Susie Homemaker thing, whatever it was called at the time. Yeah, you could make those little dinky cakes and cookies and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, but that thing that was inside, that thing was about the level of a Christmas light, though, wasn't it? I mean, it wasn't really that intense. I barely remember.
I have no idea.
Probably because I kept eating so much of Play-Doh, maybe it did something in my memory.
You weren't interested in the real thing. You went to the Play-Doh, yeah.
That's right, man. Yeah. That's right.
God bless. Yeah, every once in a while I get these, email notices, right? And I read the titles. It's like, you know, the 21 things that we can't believe that boomers did to kids. And you look at them, and they're things like long darts and, that Susie Bake Oven or whatever, Easy Bake Oven, whatever it was called. And you're going, I don't think we had the death rates that you idiots who are putting Tide Pods in your mouth because of a TikTok challenge. Somebody challenged us in the 70s to that. I'm sorry. I knew a lot of kids that would have gone, you're stupid. I'm not going to do that.
Yo, I would posit that maybe the things that should have happened to us for the things that we were doing, maybe those are being visited on our children. It's probably what it is, man. It's because, you know, with our generation, it's like, yeah, we miraculously, and I guess that's the key word, we miraculously survived this stuff, man, but somehow we didn't pass on those instincts or something, to this generation. It's like, that's something that we can't post about.
Self-preservation, we didn't pass those on, maybe?
I guess not, man. This sense of self-preservation, I mean, I think that's one of the things, man, with this generation, they've got a full-on sense of a very, it's a really over-the-top sense of self-preservation. They're so self-oriented, you know, so self-focused, while at the same time, as you would say, being very, not very self-aware. It's like, do y'all really understand what it is that you're doing to yourselves, to each other? And I guess their fair answer would be like, no, because you guys didn't teach us any better. It's like, okay, fair enough.
Well, I get the biggest kick out of some of this stuff. Yeah, we did some dumb things. I'm a tad older than you are, but we did some pretty dumb things, and you learned, you know, after you got the stitches, you went, okay, I guess I shouldn't have done that. Nowadays, you don't let the kids get in trouble. You don't let them do anything that just might hurt them. I'm not talking about putting them in the hospital forever, but you learned. You learn from these kinds of things. I get the biggest kick out of the fear that parents have out of their kids scraping a knee or, my God, you know, putting stuff in their mouth. We did it all the time. We didn't always die. Not everybody died from doing that. Let me tell you, the first time you start to turn blue because you can't breathe because you stuck something in your mouth, it doesn't happen again. I know. I'm going to get a lot of heat for all this stuff. I'm just saying, the Purell generation is just amazing to me. That's what I call them, the Purell generation.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. But I don't know, man. It's like one of those things where, you know, something goes wrong on somebody's property or something like that, and when you have to incur the wrath of that person's parent or something like that, that's one of the reasons why people, they just go all out with all these safety measures. It's almost like it's better to just be so safe. There's more energy into making things safe than there is in the energy in, like, just teaching some common sense. You know, it's like, you know, I don't know. But like you said, there was like an instinct that we had when we were kids. Like, yeah, man, that's a cartoon. And we were young, dumb kids, but we knew not to do that. Even though some of the things I did try.
I only stuck the butter knife in the socket one time. After that, I went, that was no fun.
And, it's, you know. And I'm glad you came back from it, man. You know, and, I mean, yeah, I would take things like a light socket, and I would take like a coin, like a dime, and I put it in there, and I screw the light back on, and I'd switch it on to see what would happen. Yeah, it's quite startling.
You know,
don't try that at home, kids.
Yeah, and we're not suggesting that you take a light socket out and say, hey, stick your finger in that and watch how it feels. That's not what I'm saying to you. It's just that you almost get, the fear waxes them feeble, right? I mean, you almost get so caught up and afraid and that you don't allow your kids to do anything.
Yeah.
You know, somebody was showing me, they sent me some videos of me, how did we ever survive the 70s? And they had a kid on, there was a piece of wood, and I don't know if it was a piece of plywood or what, but it was a small piece of wood, and there were like four bricks holding up that stupid little piece of wood. And you see the kid come out the left side, and here he's on his bike, and he's cranking and cranking and cranking. Oh, you already know what's going to happen. This kid didn't even get airborne. He hit that piece of wood. The bricks went down. The wood went down. The kid went down. And he's dancing around because he's got all this blood coming down off his knee. And he's like, oh, man, we're going to do that again. You guys, and they're going, yeah, that's how we did it. It's like, you know, wipe the leg off and get back on the bike again.
Yeah, you know, now for us, man, we built a ramp to jump bikes on, man. We built a ramp. Right? We made sure that thing was solid because, you know, us and our friends were going to line up on the other side of the ramp to see how many kids we could jump over with our bikes.
Oh, that's true. Oh, yeah, you guys, yeah. God bless. I got it. Like I said, the things that I think kind of made us smarter and stronger because you learned how to work through things. You know, Mom, my dad would have been sitting on the front porch and go, how'd that feel, huh? Now, next time, make sure the bricks are more solid. What's wrong with you? But, yeah, you did it different and you kept doing it till when? Till you succeeded, right? And you had to show your friends you were smarter than them. Anyway, we're going for a break. Be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Yeah, nowadays, it's like if a kid's going to build a ramp, it's like, hold on, let me go see if I can find a YouTube video on how to build a ramp.
The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You have-
USA News Update. Secretary of State Antony Blinken emphasized that when Israel resumes military operations against Hamas, it needs to present a plan aimed at enhancing the protection of Palestinian civilians.
I made clear that before Israel resumes major military operations, it must put in place humanitarian civilian protection plans that minimize further casualties of innocent Palestinians.
House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries criticizing Republicans for their impeachment inquiry into President Biden. Jeffries asserted to reporters earlier today that there's no evidence of any wrongdoing by the president in relation to his family business dealings.
President Biden is a good and decent and hardworking man, and that's been his entire life.
Beetlejuice 2 has wrapped up production as announced by director Tim Burton. Warner Brothers is eyeing a release date of September 6, 2024. Dave Collins, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Well, the eagle's been flying slow, and the flag's been flying low, and a lot of people saying that America's fixing to fall.
I was looking at a bunch of old videos.
Just for me, and some people from Tennessee, we got a thing to tell you all.
This one from Chicago, there's a bunch of young black kids with MAGA hats on. And there were a bunch of older black guys, and they were schooling these young kids, or trying to. What happened? Something went dead. Hold on. We are back. We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. God, the solution is to get an internet that works, I guess. Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me. Let me bring him on. Alfonso Rachel joins me. I mean, we lovingly refer to him as Zoe. And, you know, Zoe, you... I tell people, we were just talking a little bit about entertainers and what have you, but tell people where they can find your music, where they can find the anti-fuddy-duddy Bible, where they can find this all this stuff that they need to know about, they need to hear. Stop watching Jay-Z and all those peoples.
Hey, Joe, I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com, and my content there is the Zoloft. So come in there and get your chuckle therapy. That's our sane space from the global rubber room. Come in there and get some common sense. You know, fellowship with some sane folks like yourself. And we got the Zopium Den, which is the house of the anti-fuddy-duddy Bible study. And I got my music projects, Sledge X. It's American-made, patriot-grade, homegrown hard rock and roll, man.
American-made,
patriot. I like that. I like that. All right. Hey, listen, I just got a news flash, and I don't know. I don't know whether to be sad or happy or what, you know, because we're not supposed to delight in other people's demise. But apparently John Legend has now vowed that he will leave the country if Donald Trump will go ahead if he becomes president. I'm thinking, yeah, you know, that there's reasons to vote. What do you think? I mean,
oh, definitely.
Her and Streisand. I mean, there's a whole list of them. They're all liars. I get it. They won't leave. They won't go anywhere because they know how good they got it here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, is this deja vu? Didn't we go through this already? They were supposed to leave last time, and they hadn't left. I guess maybe they had to stay, you know, stay here and prove that Donald Trump didn't win or something. So what are they going to make up this time if he wins? You know.
No, they were going to stay and fight, right? I mean, they're going to make sure that their housekeepers and kept their jobs, you know, because they had no place else to go because they were probably hiring illegals to begin with. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's just childish, man. It's just like, you know, when we was talking about this stuff that we did as kids, that's childish stuff too. It's like, no, you didn't win because of this and because of that, or it's just can't accept that they like lost a point or something like that. So, you know, they just childish.
Yeah. I love it. I think all this stuff is really kind of funny, and for them to sit there and talk about how bad how good things are under Biden, I'm saying to myself, you have money, right? The one thing they never complained about was the economy under Trump, never, and it's because they did well. A lot of millionaires became even more millionaires. Now, even now with the economy where it's at, think about it. When you have money. Like the Barbra Streisands of the world, when gas goes from $2.80 a gallon to $6.59, do you think you really care? I don't even think you notice it.
Right. You know? But they have to notice it, Joe, because they're for the people. You know, they care about the people so much. So they got to be, don't they have like this magical level of empathy that they know that the people that they claim to care so about, the people that they pander and patronize or patronize and pander to, are going to experience a chokehold on them trying to make ends meet. They don't realize that.
Yeah, they don't. They don't. The ideology is just so strong. It's really scary. It's you know, Washington said it, that his fear was that the parties would take precedent over the country, that people would be so wanting their party to remain in power as opposed to the country moving forward, that it would become party over preference, party over country. And you're seeing that right now. You're seeing exactly what he said play out big time in society, don't you think?
Yeah, but, you know, the thing is, that's inevitable, though. I mean, when you really get down to it, like, say, for instance, okay, we got America. It'd be great, you know, if we could just all, let's all get along and let's be Americans. The thing is, America, according to what? Because you're going to have people who have different ideas of what America is. People who are going to have fantasies about what they want America to be. There's no getting away from that. And that is one of the reasons. That's why we established a republic that says, hey, these rights are fixed and inalienable. This is what it is.
Yeah.
But, you know, just to make sure that we don't have, like, you know, a monarchy or an oligarchy or something like that, or a dynasty or whichever, to make sure that, you know, we want to make sure that we have this this rotation where we have people come in and do their term and they're supposed to uphold these rights. But, you know, sometimes we're going to get a mixed bag of people who are going to represent some stupid ideas of what they think America should be. There's just no getting away from that.
I got it. And, you know, it's funny because Scalia years ago, before they killed him, but years ago he said, look, the Constitution is useless if it's not enforced. It's nothing but a piece of paper. And he said, he went on to speak about how strong it was and how it did protect us and how smart our founding fathers were in putting it together the way they did. But if we don't enforce it, if we don't use it properly, it is just totally useless to us.
Well, the thing is, that's a big if, though. I mean, one is the Constitution itself, you know, doesn't protect us. It's a charter, yes, a guideline of what we're supposed to adhere to in terms of these protections that we have. But if you got somebody who's elected or appointed or whichever, if they don't have the fundamentals, if they're not of sound mind, and they've got a warped perspective of what they think people's rights are or what they feel like they have the right to do, they can go in and interpret the Constitution however they want. And if you have a culture that is not, as you tell people, hey man, you need to get informed, you need to get, but make sure you get informed and fortified with the right stuff, because you'll have a culture that gives power by the power of the vote to a person to just go in there and just be a total pervert with the Constitution and take a whole bunch of liberties with our rights. So even the Constitution itself is going to be even useless beyond that. There's cultural headways that have to be done. More importantly, there's spiritual headways that have to be solidified and influenced on the culture. So the culture has this discernment about what's good, what's evil, what's right, and what's wrong, and whom we vote to represent us to maintain our rights.
Well, I got to tell you something. It's funny you bring that up. I was just going through, and I think I've been talking to you about it, too, to a degree, is I'm seeing more and more and more of these titles, story titles, right? Inundated. I used to see one every two or three weeks. Now, back-to-back, 21 Reasons Why You Should Think Twice About Raising Your Child with Religion. Now, you and I know we don't like the term religion, but we know what they mean when they write this. They don't. The only religion they want you to have is a religion of bowing down to the Democrat gods. That's kind of where they're at, right? 18 places where the Bible is wrong about homosexuality. Think about that. God, I have 18 areas where you are wrong. and when I get there, I'm going to tell him that, too. I go, oh, God, I know it doesn't work this way, but, you know, Father, I don't know, I'd give up one day in heaven if I could just sit on the bench and watch that argument with you, you know? I mean, seriously, how do you think that way, you know?
Yeah.
Truly, the devil has you blinded to the realities of life. But you're seeing this stuff on these sites that people frequently go to with these headlines.
Yeah, that reprobate mindset, man, it's been in effect for thousands of years. You should know better, but...
Well, when we come back, let's talk a little bit how I just got to say it. The black female lesbian in the White House refuses to call on black journalists. I don't know. No prejudice going on there, huh? Be back in a few minutes. We'll go far.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We're back. I know, I can't stand her. I really can't. I don't like Cher at all. You know, she... He's going to slap me when he comes on. But Cher made a comment earlier this week, and she said, you know, I think I've been around too long. I've just lived too long. And being in a good spirit, no, I am, not wanting to start a fight, I totally agreed with her. So, oh, God. I mean, and yet she's done some great acting. I've loved her. I've never been a real fan of her singing, but... But she's been a great actress, a lot of good movies, and Moonstruck's one of my favorite movies. I wish they had used Marissa Tomei to play that part that Cher plays. Isn't that cultural appropriation?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that those things, those narratives aren't, they don't apply to them. You know, they've got exemption from that. And so you're not a big fan of Cher's music? You mean you don't boogie down to that song? I am breathed and all am hurt.
Could she release that song today? Would she release that song today?
Yeah. Why like not? That'd be a crack up, man. And, ooh, she can get on the whole headdress thing, you know, because that's, I think, oh, when she sang that song, she pulled all that stuff out.
Wow. And she still does on stage.
Think so.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know? That's crazy. It just started coming back to me, all the stuff that she's wore in the past and the songs that she's sung and what have you. That's hilarious. Anyway, speaking of almost half breeds or whatever, we were talking about this sort of break, the White House briefing, where Jean-Pierre, she stormed out of the room. Why? Because, now, some ignorant Americans would say, well, it was an African-American reporter. No, it wasn't. It was actually an African reporter who's been trying to get her to answer a question of his for a year now, and she refuses to call on him. All right? And he even says to her, it's so crazy you don't take a question from an African journalist, and you have, you know, one of the presidents of one of the African nations here today. And so she just said, that's it, you know, you're not being respectful, and she walked out of the room. And I'm thinking, you would think in today's environment, but I guess it's not equal for everybody, you would think that being an quote-unquote African-American woman, that she would have picked on an African. So it's not real, is it? This whole thing that they push is not real.
Oh, it never has been. You know, it never has been. And like I said, the whole African-American narrative has always been a false narrative, because Africa itself doesn't define what it is to be black. I mean, Africa is a continent. It's not a country. It's not a nation. It's a continent that has a whole bunch of nations on it. And not every one of those nations is indicative of a Ethiopian descended black. You know, you have different tribes that have branched off from Ethiopia, but that is your actual black nation, a nation of black people, right? Africa does not mean that. Matter of fact, Africa was named by a Roman, as far as I know. So
it's all our fault. Yeah, go ahead, keep blaming us.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you Italians, man. It's like, come on, man.
We screwed up everything. I got it. Yeah.
Hey, we forgive you, man, because of peace. You are okay with us.
Well, thank you. We redeemed ourselves with some wheat and tomato sauce. Good. I'm glad to hear it.
Don't forget the cheese, baby.
And the cheese, yeah.
Right. And the cheese, right? So, I mean, but, you know, Pierre, whatever her name is, you know, as long as she's speaking up for the Democrat Party, hey, man, she could treat black folks however she wants. You know, and it doesn't matter where they come from. They can come from Africa. They can come from Haiti. It doesn't matter. She has the pass. You know, when you're in that block, treat black folks however you want.
I know. It is amazing how they come off so strong with, this is what racism is. This is what it looks like. Oh, except when we do it. Then that's not racism at all.
Yeah.
That's perfectly okay. But you sit there and scratch your head. You go, does nobody see this? I mean, truly. I mean, I get that some are seeing it, and I'm understanding that there's actually a large group of blacks, Asians, and Hispanics leaving the Democrat Party. I don't care where they go as long as they get out of the flame.
Hey, but Joe, see, the thing is, man, you're asking a very important question. Real talk here, man, real talk. You're saying, does not anybody see this? Remember, this is we're talking to Democrats, the ones who established the invisible empire. That's why people don't see it, man. It's they're oblivious to it, or their denial makes them blind to it. But there's a reason why this is called the invisible empire. The Democrats established that. That's stated. So, you know.
Well, you know, I, again, you've taught me a lot about how they operate over the years. And, you know, you're one guy that I'm listening to and then applying into or watching it happen out there. I don't believe that there's not anybody else or not a lot of people in the black community that are saying the same thing. Like, look, so I was telling you, I started to tell you about that MAGA thing before we went to commercial before. And it was, you saw these young black guys saying, you know, Trump is right. We've been under Dem rule and we're losing. We've got all these things going on. We're still stuck in poverty. What, you know, let's give the guy a chance. And the older black guys, and I mean the older black guys, are, you know, you're crazy. The Republicans have never cared about us. You got to stay with the Democrat Party. You got to see it through. They've always taken care of us. But when those guys were saying stuff like they've always taken care of us, I was thinking, I'm going to step out on it here, but that is a plantation mentality. They've always taken care. They gave us enough food to eat. We got some crumbs on the table. Shh, don't say anything, right? They gave us one pair of shoes for three people. All we got to do is, like, share them over the next couple. That's the kind of mindset it sounds like they have, and it's so bad. Look what we've done to them. Not we, me, but, yeah.
I hear you, man. It's a sad thing. It's this that bribe came off a long time ago, man. We're gonna buy the black community, man, with some government cheese and some stiff peanut butter. You know, don't forget the bread, man. That tears apart when you try to put that peanut butter on it. You know, and hey, LBJ, man, didn't he say it? You know, he said it. Right. It's like I'll have those N-words voting for the Democrat Party for the next 200 years. You know, and Malcolm X is like, wait, are you guys stupid, man? Are you going to put your vote behind it? You're going to put your support behind the Democrat Party? You're a political chump and a traitor to your race. That's Malcolm X verbatim, you know? And
I've got that clip. You are correct.
Yeah. And here's the thing, Joe. You know, it was a time when the Democrat Party, they didn't want blacks, you know, to be educated at all.
That's right.
You know, that was for white folks. Blacks, you don't get educated. But now, Democrats changed their strategy a selling point, Joe, in marketing 101, you got to make it look like you care. All right, that's how you sell it.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah.
You know, and Republicans have made it look like these people who don't care. Democrats make themselves to look like the people who care. We care about your education, even though we was trying to keep black folks out of public school and going to school with our white kids. You know, we changed our tune on that, and we want to make sure that we bust them to the schools that we want them to go to. We want to make sure that they're educated now, because we're going to educate them with what we want them to be educated with, and we will make them a voter stock for us.
So I thought about this when I was listening to a piece by Jimmy Carter. You know, he lost his wife this week, and you know, we are sympathetic to that, being married to somebody that long, losing your wife. But he, you know what, that doesn't erase the fact that he was a flaming racist. And the stuff that he did in the younger days when he was on the Sumter County, Georgia Sumter County Board of Education, where he wouldn't allocate the funds to build a high school for black kids, because the only piece of property that was available would have put them, ready for this, on the same side of the street as white kids. And the white kids and the black kids might have to use the same sidewalk. And if they do that, they might bump into each other. You know, and I'm going, are you people for real? I mean, for real. This was okay? It's just amazing to me. And, you know, here's something about you. This big, bad white supremacist guy sitting here behind the mic. That doesn't affect me. Why do I care whether you guys get to school or not? Why do I care why he wouldn't advocate that money? Why? Because unlike the other side, it's wrong. That's dead wrong. Doesn't matter what color you are. It's just wrong, period. So, yeah. Anyway.
It's wrong. But, and to force these kinds of integrations for political expedience. I mean, what was his name? Truman did the same thing. Truman was a racist also. Truman was a member of the KKK. He just didn't attend their slumber parties. You know, he wrote the legislation for blacks to be integrated in the military, but it was all talk. He didn't really do it. Eisenhower, the Republican, is the one who actually came in and did it.
Is that always the case, though? Seriously. I mean, the way they play these things out and nothing really happens. You know, even with Trump, like him, hate him, whatever, the black colleges, and I'm just going to put it this way, they had to come to their white masters in the White House on their knees every year, and right? Am I wrong here? And say, can we please have some more money to keep the college open? We'd like to bring on some more kids. And can, right, every year. And then they made a big deal out of it, a big spectacle out of it. Trump said, why are you back here every year? Let me sign this thing. Let's give you 10 years, and we look at what you're doing, and you need more money, give you more money. It's really that simple. And I'm thinking, but he'll never get credit for that. And I don't care what the guy's name was. He'll just never get credit for it because it wasn't a Democrat president. You talk about keeping control. That was the way to do it. Anyhow. All right. Tell people where to – see, you got me all shinned up here. Tell everybody where to get your music, where to hear your stuff.
Thank you so much, man. Hey, folks, I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com, and hopefully you'll come in and hang out with us in the Soloff and the Sopium Den. And if you feel like jamming some music for your rock out pleasure, Sledge X.
Love it. All right. Listen, God bless, guy. Appreciate what you're doing. Jovan Sr., your host. Don't go far. Got a lot, but you got a lot more of me coming up over the next few hours.